brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are into hour number three already. This is going to be a jam-packed hour with presidential candidate for the Libertarians, Gary Johnson, joining us. He's shut out of the debate, so we're going to take on all of it. Your phone call is continuing. I want to get into some really amazing sci-fi news coming up here in a moment. But right now, let's go back to your calls, getting your take on the so-called debate between the left and right puppet. Last night, the right-wing puppet scored some big points. We're all saved because, you know, we'll throw out the establishment candidate and put in another establishment candidate. Tish in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say I love you. I pray for you and your whole staff.
Thank you.
Daily,
thank you.
Your family, everything. You have changed our lives. I have a 13-year-old. He's been listening to you since he was 10 because I used to homeschool. And a 20-year-old. And I love how after you, like, you'll have someone come on and they'll say something. And then you put it, like, in layman's terms because I have a 20-year-old who's Asperger's, but he's like high functioning Asperger's, but he understands. You could take something so complex, and when you say it, he gets it. And you just don't know. I'm on the InfoWars team with the longevity products, everything. This is like the Alex Jones house over here.
Well, God bless you, ma'am. Well, we're all in this together, so please don't thank me, but I want to thank you. Your words mean a lot to me.
Okay, I didn't watch the debate only because I fully agree with Gerald. It's the political reality show. And also, like, a lot of months ago, I don't know how many, but so many months ago, you had said, Obama better watch out because the money that they put behind him last year, they're putting it behind Romney. And I was like, you know what? If they did that, then it's over. And sure enough, as the weeks go by and the months go by, you can just see things in the news where they are turning on Obama. And weren't they prepping for this debate? I mean, it looks like only Romney prepped. And I don't know what they did to poor Obama. He looked like he may have just gotten off a plane or something and just showed up. But
no, I agree. So you didn't watch it, but later saw some clips of it. No, I mean, within minutes, Obama looked totally exhausted, totally disheveled. You could tell he was out of gas. I mean, it's one thing to look physically tired. It's another thing to, you know, just look like he didn't want to be there. And then here's the hungry dog, Romney, coming at him. So I agree with you. And the whole thing's a distraction to begin with. But if we cover it, we can then bring in new people and show them the propaganda by covering the issue.
You said we could talk about the wars that are going on, but I just wanted to talk about, I watched this show, it's like Mosaic News or something. It's on some channel called Link Channel. But this morning, they showed something. They put up like five warnings. Warning, we're about to show something graphic. And it was somewhere in Syria, and they said Al-Qaeda they captured 20 Syrian rebels, or they weren't even rebels. They were Syrian officers.
I know, I've seen it, and they shoot them and cut their heads off. There's a bunch of footage like that.
Oh, my goodness. And I was like, but it just hurt my heart because they look just like each other. Just like, I'm mixed. I'm black and white. In L.A.
Sure, I didn't know. I didn't. I mean, there's a bunch of those clips. Which one? Was it with them hacking their heads off, throwing them off roofs, or shooting them?
No, not yet. I think it was probably before they hacked up it because they had them all lined up. You could tell they were all shot. And they were walking and they were counting because, you know, they play the English words at the bottom. And they were going, count them, count them, count them. But the ones that were on the ground, and they look so young. They look like they're 17, 21, 23. And it's just so sad.
Ma'am, are you not patriotic? Our government says Al-Qaeda is now good and is doing a great job attacking Syria, Libya, and Iran. But Al-Qaeda is also bad. You need to give your rights up because of Al-Qaeda. That makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, the government's good.
Total sense.
Okay, good. Yeah, Al-Qaeda bad, but Al-Qaeda good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back. Well, I'm just unpatriotic. I'm against Al-Qaeda. And I know that's extreme. That's not American. That's bad. I admit I'm bad. It's something I'm getting better at doing. We'll be right back. The Anti-Al-Qaeda Show, straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Oh yeah! Let me at him! Open the gate!
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order. From the front lines of the InfoWar, blasting out worldwide, ministry leading us in. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, let me blitz through news, then I will go back into your calls. Then presidential candidate on Libertarian ticket, Gary Johnson, making news in a big way, trying to get into the debates. Does that, will that sabotage Lord Romney? And just like what happened with Ross Perot getting Bill Clinton in. Well, I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush was Mr. World Government, Mr. UN should run everything. I mean, these are globalists in there. They fight over who gets to be in charge, but that's it. Also want to get into a compilation of videos because new videos are coming out of cops beating up quadriplegics and things. And the courts have even been defending them like beating quadriplegics if they don't follow a police order to stand up and walk. I'm not joking. I say, well, you should just park the Red Sea. Cop tells you to do something. Next, they're going to say if a cop tells a corpse to get back up and walk around, they can shoot the corpse for not following orders. That is coming up. You think I'm joking? We're going to be getting into that here in just a moment. I think it's reasonable. I think police ought to go to a graveyard and just announce, arise, police order, and just skeletons all pop up out of the ground because the state is God. I shot a video a few days ago when it was raining, and I uploaded it last night to YouTube of a double rainbow. It's up at the Alex Jones channel. Also tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. And, you know, I said, God didn't build that rainbow. Obama and the state did because, you know, government is God. The state is God. And it had about 98% likes on the video, but I did see some Christians saying, how dare you do that? I mean, it's like Pharisees or something. I'm pointing out the state is not God by pointing out how ridiculous it is that they want to be God. So, you know, the Pharisees, they didn't like some other people as well. It's all about how they're high and mighty and you're bad. Okay, well, you need to get out there and do something. I love how critics can always criticize everything I do. But what have you done? What are you doing in the arena? But see, if you can just be a critic of somebody in the arena, that makes you big. Because you explain how it should be done and the way it should be done and everything else. I am now digressing. Excuse me. Let me get to this big news story, and it ties into what we're covering in the second issue of the InfoWars magazine. You can subscribe to at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. I should add the Technocracy, Rise of the Robots, End of Humanity section. Why do I know this? Because hundreds of books, thousands of white papers, statements by the entire Nobel Scientific Laureate roster, from Bertrand Russell to Julian Huxley to Aldous Huxley to Edward Bernays, just all of them, their religion is they are scientific technocrats, in their words, and they're going to create a scientific artificial habitat to take over society with social engineering and chemical engineering and the food and water and biological engineering to make the humans they allowed to live, less than 20% of what's alive now, are going to phase out and kill the rest. Brain damaged, 4 foot tall, that's their words, robot microchip implanted biological androids. And by the way, in my new magazine, half the magazine, 48 pages, is like 5-6 articles on that subject with their quotes and where they said it. I'm talking about owners of, you know, the biggest tech companies out there, billionaires. I mean, you better find out about this. Now, I've told you over and over again, they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, but not just cancer viruses. They've been caught. Just type in cancer viruses in vaccines. Type in polio in vaccines. Type in microplasm in vaccines. Type in UN documents, sterilants in vaccines. Type in UN caught sterilizing with vaccines. I mean, it's mainstream news, but it's always just in the news like it's no big deal. Oh, yeah, the government last year shot up 67,000 kids, or of the millions in India shot up 67,000, got polio and died or are in wheelchairs now. And then it's just a footnote and no big deal. So I'm ranting here. All over the United States, the Department of Defense is paying, free money though, because it's your tax money, you know, it comes from the feds, it's free, as Obama said last night, to put in AI computers in the bathrooms, the classrooms, and the cafeterias. Because tech is so cheap, MIT talks about not just having microchips in all products, RFID soon, the size of grains of sand or smaller, that communicate back and forth through the smart meters that are being put up everywhere, and lamppost nationwide, Homeland Security spending something like $20 billion the last 3 years, last time I checked, to have microphones and cameras hidden in the streetlights that they now admit are going in the town I live. It's like, oh, big deal, hidden cameras and microphones. I mean, that's what you have in a free society. I mean, after all, it's all beyond crazy, whether it's Australia, Germany, England, there's a headline, British schools put cameras in bathrooms, lockers, Associated Press. So, 2 years ago, Department of Defense, San Antonio, put cameras in the bathrooms, in the lockers, in the showers, That's in Tennessee, the showers over the top. And they call people extremists. When parents complain, they go, you're an extremist. It's just, and they're like, ooh, that's a terrorist. They don't like cameras in the, you know, 11-year-old girl bathrooms in the one case in Tennessee. And it's all Delphi technique, how they handle it. When everybody freaks out, they go, it's no big deal. The school says it's all right. The board said it was all right. Homeland Security gave us the grant. And there it is, school trainer accused of hiding camera in bathroom. No. It's not okay for the pervs to do it. It's the government does it. But, yeah, that's San Antonio with that down there. But these AI computers hooked into the Department of Defense, they're actually hooked into the NSA Center down in San Antonio studying them. The computer tracks how much calories are in an apple, how much you eat. And in the future, the parents are going to be fined. It's like parents are now being jailed if your child's late to class if you don't eat all the food. And the federal government says what food you're going to eat. This has all been announced. So here's the Brisbane Times. Handmade humans may hold the key to saving the world. Now, how many times have I told you? They're going to make you so sick with the GMO, so sick with the cancer viruses and nanotech. That's what engineered viruses really are. That you're going to have to go get gene therapies and things from government to even stay alive. And then they're going to say, we've got to redesign humans to survive in the new environment. So you're going to go to the government and they'll get your sperm and your egg, and then they will create the zygote and re-engineer it. Because that's what Aldous Huxley said in 1932 they would do. And he said in 62 he met with the head bankers, and that was the plan by the year 2010. But now we know they're about 10, 15 years behind their own numbers. And he told Berkeley, he said, you can either join us or be destroyed. And he laughed at them in 62 before he died. So that's how I know all this. I mean, he wrote about clones, genetic engineering, 4 foot tall, gibbering servant minions, brain chips in people, 1932. The entire world we live in is what they planned. And he goes on, human-induced climate change is one of the biggest problems that we face today. Millions could suffer hunger, water shortages, disease, and coastal flooding because of climate change. The latest scientists suggest there may be near or even beyond the point of no return. He goes on, scientists want not just geoengineering of the Earth and its atmosphere and the plankton, but also humans. And it goes in to say pharmacological meat intolerance, where you won't be able to eat meat. You'll be 4 feet tall and segregation, sterilization, and genocide. And they go on to say, yeah, the Nazis did it, but we're going to do a better job. It actually says it. Big article. You need to go read it. Okay. I'm going to come back and cover more of this, but let me just continue. There are hundreds of these articles a month, I see. Look at this. The Atlantic magazine. How engineering the human body could combat climate change. From drugs to help you avoid eating meat, to genetically engineered cat-like eyes and reduce the need for lighting. A wild interview. And it goes on. No. This is what they're, folks, they're already engineering you with mutations in the food and water. That's why they're popularizing mutants through things like X-Men and stuff. They've already got hundreds of chimera mammals mixed with humans. It's already all rolling out. Here's the Daily Mail, Planet of the Apes. Save the world by genetically engineering humans to be smaller, suggests NYU philosopher. On and on, just hundreds of them. How engineering the human body could combat climate change. I mean, it just goes on and on. Okay, now understand all this. That's why they've got Department of Defense cameras watching your kids. That's why, here's the latest article out on this today that I wanted to go over. Now in Florida, this is going in all over the state. I had it in my stack and had so many of these, you can't. They're now putting in the cameras in the lunchroom. Guys, during the break, just reprint me the one about the cameras are on the trash cans, taking video of your face scan to match it and to track how much vegetables are being thrown away for the federal government, same Department of Defense. So just getting kids used to there's cameras on trash cans because you're going to be taxed on what you throw away. Designing to implode the economy. That's why there'll be no underground economy because everything's going to be totally tracked. And that's the real reason for all this. So it's going in nationwide, and this is their plan. And in the future, if you're a little bit overweight, they're going to take you from your parents and put you in a government training re-education camp. That's actually already started in Arkansas. So it's all Department of Labor, Department of Commerce, Department of Agriculture, and it's worldwide. The exact same plans are going in nationwide. Okay, that's why they're arresting the Amish, or they're going after everybody. This is a total domestication takeover.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our story is up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. War with Iran started 5 years ago, and it gets into Syria's mortar attack that killed civilians inside Turkey will prove to be the final domino to fall in a coordinated effort to take down both Syria and Iran. It is part of a not-so-covert war started more than 5 years ago following the invasion of Iraq and the occupation of Afghanistan. That's a very, very important article up there. This is an ongoing war, and people are asking, when will the war start? Now, again, I want to direct listeners to InfoWars magazine, the December issue.
because it is so incredibly important that it's filled with the quotes by the globalists of how they're putting stuff in the vaccines, how they're going to dumb us down and get rid of us, how they're going to use drones and ground robots to replace the military so a technocratic elite can control armies without humans saying no to them. Tyrants have scientifically crafted their takeover. Look at this Orlando article right here. It's right here. Lake County considers trash cans at school cafeterias. Officials, not servants, say federal law requires veggies on menu, but students toss them. Oh, well, the answer is you're putting the stupid veggie on the menu, the GMO veggie. That's the big market because they can dump anything on kids. Hey, people won't eat GMOs, give it to the kids. Don't worry, because, well, what's the answer? The kids might throw it away. Well, a Department of Defense camera watching them. And if you don't believe me, I can pull you up the San Antonio Express News articles where they announced Department of Defense running it. It's going in nationwide. Now, look at this article. This is a very powerful article at InfoWars.com. Leading World Bank demographer, vaccination campaigns part of population reduction campaign. And then if you read into here, down there, there's a Bill Gates clip at the bottom where he, at TED TV a few years ago, says we need to up vaccines to reduce population. And the only way to lower carbon dioxide is to reduce this, and the graphics humans, down to zero. And everybody laughs. Like, you know, Hillary laughs when she talks about starting new wars. I mean, these are a bunch of sickos that just get off on, I'll never forget, the article about Dr. Eric Pianca at UT. He was getting the Texas Academy of Sciences Award. It was a three-minute standing ovation with people falling down and basically crying in rapture when he said, we've got to kill 90% of the world population, and projected red skulls up on the wall. I mean, it's just amazing to see all of this going on. This is their power trip. We run things. We put things in your water. We put things in your food. We geoengineer and then tell you it isn't going on even though it's declassified. We take troops and nerve gas them in tests. We shoot people up with syphilis shots and watch them die for 50 years. We do little creepy things that you don't know about. I mean, go watch it. Go listen to it. Go learn about it. You're under attack. I know the NFL's really cool. But every time I look at my three children, I look at my youngest daughter. I mean, when they're little, especially, they're so innocent and so good. And I see the public-like children. They're so innocent on average, so childlike, arrested development. And they have no idea the scientific evil all around them and that it's growing every day and trying to take over and suppress goodness and resistance. To know all of this is going on, it is so incredibly frustrating to know I'm right, to know the enemy thinks we're so stupid. They operate like we can't even see or think or hear or taste or touch or smell. I mean, I don't think of myself as the smartest guy around. And I more and more realize I'm literally light years ahead of most people. I talk to billionaires, executives, media people, and they're always smart, but in certain little ways, they're not general knowledge people. And I don't know what's hard about history. So many other empires have taken over countries or nations and killed everybody to dominate them. The Romans did it. The Israelites did it. The Khmer Rouge did it. I mean, this is something in history. The Aztecs would take over the surrounding tribes and kill everybody until they didn't have anybody else to kill. Started killing themselves. Their culture collapsed. Human sacrifices in every culture. These evil strains of people. Every race, color, creed, religion throughout history ends up going this way, where psychos get in control. First, decadent people let corrupt get in control. Then corrupt get pushed out by really tough meanies. And then the meanies get pushed out by really vicious control freaks. And then psychos. And then sadistic psychos get in. And then all hell is released. And it's just Satanism, Hellraiser, blood party. Black uniforms, fires, death. Let's just genetically engineer everything, murder everybody. I mean, you know, that's what it is. And we're following this historical line. I'm like, danger, Will Robinson, danger. We need to pull back now. Mayday, mayday, mayday. And so many people are dumbed down and just go, no, I want the power of the state will give me. It's only going to give you power to help destroy everybody, including you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, presidential candidate on the Libertarian Party ticket, qualified nationwide, is our guest. Obviously, we want to get his take on moves he's making to try to get into the future debates. He tried to get into last night's debate. Love the Libertarian Party or hate it. I tend to really like it because it has the basic ideas of freedom. Compared to the two-party dictatorship, it's one body, two heads, the twins, as many call them. They don't want to allow other parties or other ideas into the debates. Now, some then argue, well, if you do that, you're going to get a Ross Perot, and that's going to put somebody like Bill Clinton back in. So here to discuss that is Gary Johnson. My issue is, why did people think things were going to get different putting Barack Obama in? And then they thought things would be different, you know, putting Mitt Romney in. They are bought and paid for by the same corporate establishment, the crony capitalists, who are monopoly men and don't want a free society. They want a controlled, top-down, authoritarian system We've got an article here today, just came out at Infowars.com, military police used for crowd control in South Carolina. And it links to the local news saying, yeah, regular army are on the streets now just to keep you safe. Not a drill, they're here. So what are they getting ready for on that front? On every level, things that were unthinkable 10 years ago, like the NSA warrantlessly wiretapping the American people, it's happening. And joining us is Gary Johnson. Gary, Governor, there's so much to cover here today. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. What's your take on the debate last night? I mean, you obviously wanted to be there, but I guess the two-party system kept you out.
Well, it's amazing to me that the two of them can get up there and argue over who's going to spend more money on Medicare when we should have a raging debate and discussion in this country on how we're going to be able to cut it significantly and still provide an effective safety net. That ought to be the discussion, but the discussion is, who's going to spend more money? And then Romney talking about spending more money on the military, that a balanced budget is important, but he's going to hold Medicare in check and spend more money on the military. That doesn't add up. And, of course, more money in the military is continued military intervention that, as you talk about all the time, Alex, and I applaud you for doing so. You know, we have hundreds of millions of enemies to this country that would not exist but for these military interventions. And you elect either one of these guys, we are going to continue to erode our civil liberties. We're going to have a heightened police state at the end of 4 years, regardless of which of these two are elected. We're going to continue to militarily intervene in other countries, and we're going to continue this unsustainable debt and spending. And that's going to result in a monetary collapse, I think, sooner than later, unless we actually grab it by the horn.
Speaking of dependency, have you seen the Obama phone lady, how pitiful it is, saying Obama gave us a phone, he's going to do more, 50 million people on food stamps roughly, half the population dependent on government one way or another, forced to pay into a government system that's been looted. I mean, to see our country built on the real free market, now thinking what made North Korea so horrible or communist Russia so horrible, that's our hope. And like you said, both candidates debating how many goodies they're going to give us. I mean, this country, I don't know if it can survive another 4 years of either one of these, two-party systems, because they're so close to each other.
Well, I know I'm speaking to the choir here, but it is just that. It's making promises. It's absolutely not sustainable. Somehow we believe that the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, they're all coming. Look, we're burying our head in the sand over this. I think we all understand that it's going to be mutual sacrifice on the part of all of us if we're going to save this country. And saving the country starts with balancing the federal budget. And then back to our military interventions. I haven't been listening to your show, but I'm sure that you're commenting about Syria, the fact that we are backing the Syrian rebels, and a quarter of the Syrian rebels apparently are Al-Qaeda-based.
Yeah, well, I was about to bring that up next, Governor. Actually, some numbers are half of them, but NATO stages them in Turkey, sends them in. They're blowing up churches, blowing up the oldest market in the world, killing people, blowing up churches, as I said. And the media says they're heroes, but then I'm supposed to give my rights up because Al-Qaeda is hiding under the table and TSA has got to check my wife's underwear to make sure, you know, that something isn't hiding in there. But, yeah, then Al-Qaeda, the CFR said 2 months ago, are good guys in Syria.
Iran, I read this last week, has 70% inflation, and that's because of our trade embargo. Well, guess who the Iranian citizens blame for this? They don't blame their government. They blame us. And then you're back, and then you bring this perspective of, gosh, what if we actually opened up trade with Iran? What effect would that have? Would that be similar to trade with China? Is China really a threat, a military threat, given that they're buying up our debt and they're one of our major trading partners? I would argue that they're not a threat at all because they are a trading partner. And every criticism of in the environment that I am in right now, the constant criticism of free markets, when the real criticism is crony capitalism, when the real criticism is corporate welfare, and no politicians understand the difference between corporate welfare and free market.
Governor, I interrupted you when I started ranting about Al-Qaeda. I guess I'm unpatriotic because I don't support them with some people that are pro-war. But it really is Orwellian when Al-Qaeda is our big enemy, but Al-Qaeda is also good. They gave them Libya, now Syria. They're using them to attack Iran. This is on record. The covert war against Iran, as you know, has been raging for a while. But getting back to this, you've now got Turkey shelling Syria. You've got Russians in Syria, you've got proxy wars. A lot of analysts, as you know, sir, are saying this could lead to a huge, wider New World War. Flesh out your take on this geopolitically, because Romney, for one, wants to increase defense spending and sounds like he wants to have a war with Russia or something.
Well, and I'm sure you draw the distinction all the time. We should provide ourselves with a strong national defense, but defense is the operative word. We're anything but defense. We're militarily intervening, and as a result, we have hundreds of millions of enemies that we wouldn't otherwise have. And here, Iran, I swear to you that they're both girding over who's going to pull the trigger first. And I just hope that in the name of re-election, Barack Obama doesn't bomb Iran with that notion in mind before the election. And then now we have Israel really kind of dictating to the United States that here's the actions that we should be taking. You know what? We don't want any countries telling us what we should or shouldn't do. And yet this is what we do constantly, every single day, all across the globe. Is there any wonder that there is this vilification of the United States and our policies?
But isn't it, like you said, the crony capitalist, a handful of big insiders that get banker bailouts and corporate welfare contracts? They're driving the U.S. itself, and they don't care if we get the blame because the world isn't sophisticated enough to know we ourselves are puppets of these interests. What would you do to counter, if you got in as president, the monopoly capitalists that are in there?
Well, I am the counter. You know, for as dire as that is, and it is, I'm the only one in the position to make a difference with this, running for president of the United States. I mean, I'm on the ballot in 47 states, and the District of Columbia were litigated in the other three, so there are other third-party candidates, but nobody comes close. So, doing what we can do. You do what you do every single day. Alex, I'm doing what I can. Perhaps I'm the tip of the spear here with regard to how do you actually fix this as President of the United States. This can be fixed, and it can be fixed every single day, and I base that on my experience as governor. I realize that these are two different experiences, vastly different experiences, but I always found that good government was easy. It wasn't hard. It just started with issues, middle was issues, end was issues. It wasn't about politics. It was about issues and that you could actually dramatically affect.
You did do a lot of positive things as governor and get a ton done in New Mexico and also like record vetoes of both parties' garbage. But let's expand on that. Obviously, you have an antitrust suit against the major parties for monopolizing politics. Imagine the fireworks if you would have been in that debate. Tell us about your suits, where they're going, and what you would have said if you were in the debate. I mean, if you were watching it last night, were there any points where you were chomping at the bit to respond to one of these two yahoos?
Oh, I'm chomping at the bit at everything that goes down. I mean, if I would have been on stage, don't bomb Iran. Let's get out of Afghanistan tomorrow. Bring the troops home. I believe marriage equality is constitutionally guaranteed. End the drug wars. Legalize marijuana now. I'm the only one that would not have signed the National Defense Authorization Act, allowing for arrest and detainment of U.S. citizens without being charged. I would like to repeal the Patriot Act. These guys support the Patriot Act. You know, they both, with a straight face, talk about a balanced budget, but then the next sentence has to do with increased spending. I promise I'll submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013, and that means taking on the entitlements, Medicaid, Medicare. Social Security really is a problem that is pale in comparison to Medicaid and Medicare. And military spending, the reduction of military spending, taking it down by 43%, taking it back to 2003 spending levels. And then I am advocating abolishing, you know, they talk about jobs. Abolish the income tax, abolish corporate tax, eliminate the IRS, take out the IRS.
Now you're talking.
Replace all of that with one federal consumption tax, which I'm going to argue is a template to no taxes over the long term. But and then the Federal Reserve, you know, I'm the only candidate that would sign legislation abolishing the Federal Reserve, sound money as opposed to not sound money. Repealing legal tender laws allowing for competing currencies.
Let me raise this point. You've said that writing in Ron Paul is a waste of votes. Yeah, no kidding. And I've been a big supporter of Ron Paul for 17 years since he ran for Congress the second round. I like Rand. I encourage him to run. I've known Rand for 14 years back when he used to campaign for his dad, 15 years. I guess it's about 97. And I've seen Rand kind of start cozying up more of the Republican establishment, I guess, to try to change him, but I see him changing more. And then I see some of their campaign people writing articles saying, don't criticize Bilderberg. That's conspiracy stuff. Well, Ron Paul has criticized the smoky rooms of Bilderberg. We've got clips of him doing it on this show. So, you know, my concern is I would really expect to see some support, if not from Rand Paul, who wants to run for president later, from Ron Paul for you. Would you like to encourage Ron Paul to try to get you in the debate so you can inject some real issues?
Well, that would be terrific. I'm not expecting it, though. And I'll just point out again, Ron Paul asked me for my endorsement in 2008. I gave it to him when I dropped out of the Republican primary. I asked everyone that was going to vote for me to vote for Ron Paul. And, you know, on the debate stage, in the debate that I was able to be in, I was asked, who on stage would you pick as your vice presidential candidate? Well, there's only one pick, and that was Ron Paul. And I said that on stage. But I don't think he's going to endorse me, and I'm not asking for it. And I think it has to do with Rand and the fact that, you know, his son is a U.S. senator. And I respect that, but I think that's.
Sure. I mean, I get it. It's just that that's not how Ron Paul's always operated, making backroom deals. So it's a little hurtful. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'm very torn. I'm normally Governor Johnson, extremely decisive, which they say is a good trait in a talk show host. But I go back and forth constantly. I can't stand Obama because of his anti-gun garbage and his globalist anti-sovereignty garbage. And then Mitt Romney, I know Mitt Romney did the opposite of everything he's saying he's for now. I mean, I liked Romney, what he said last night, a lot more than Obama, even though that would have been like a Democrat in the 70s, the stuff Romney was saying. It shows how far we've been pulled towards statist, big government collectivism. But then I do think, you know, if Gary Johnson got into the debates, he'd probably take enough votes away from Romney because the collectivists aren't going to vote for you. You know, they have no idea even what time of day it is. They just want their free money. And that might put Obama in. But then I think, well, maybe let things get worse quicker. Maybe if there was four more years of Obama, things would get so bad we'd have a total pendulum swing instead of like Romney staging a pendulum swing, but it isn't real. But then I think, yeah, but who knows what Obama could do? It could be really bad. Maybe Romney would be better. And I just vacillate all over the place. But then I finally think, look, there should be other parties involved. The two parties are corrupt. We've got to get other parties in there and bring competition to this. So I'm going to try to support Gary Johnson getting in the debates.
Well, and I think you're also bringing up the whole wasted vote phenomenon. What's more of a wasted vote than voting for somebody you don't believe in? I ran two campaigns for governor where I did not mention my opponent in print, radio, or television. I just think people are hungry to vote for somebody as opposed to the lesser of two evils. What did I see last month where Obama ran 82,000 negative ads against Romney? Last month, I'm sure Romney did the same when it came to Obama. Look, the way we change the system is voting for the person we most believe in. And by doing that, that's how we change things. I think Ross Perot really brought about an awareness of the economy and the debt, and the whole country woke up as a result of Ross Perot's campaign.
And then his family got death threat and he stood down. Let's say you got in to the debates. You suddenly turbocharged to 35%. You were now going to be the winner in a three-way race. And they call up and say, Gary, we're going to murder your son, your children, your wife. We're going to cut their heads off if you don't drop out. What would you do?
Well, Alex, I would like to, first of all, I'd like to know a link to what actually went down with Ross Perot. And you probably talk about that all the time, but I don't know what that link is. You know, if that happened, I would be very, very transparent. And this is, you know, Ross Perot was leading in the polls when he stood down. But I, you know, who voted for him, I didn't hear a real cognizant explanation of what that was all about. He may have given it, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah, no, he said it. He said it to a few reporters, but it didn't get reported. But in the Dallas papers, but I was in Dallas at the time. No, I was already in Austin at the time, but I remember it being covered barely. He said, my family was threatened. I can't really imitate him well, but my family was threatened, my wife and daughter. I am not. That's it. The Bushes. But, I mean, the Bushes, he was throwing it to Clinton in a way, so that didn't make sense. Maybe the whole thing was staged. Maybe Ross Perot was working for Clinton.
Well, the difference, though, you're asking me the difference, and the difference, if that happened to me, is I would be about as transparent with that as I possibly could be.
Amazing. Stay there. Let's come back to that with Governor Gary Johnson. I'll give you his website. You can see the sign behind him. The People's President, Gary Johnson. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We got big exposés tonight on the Nightly News exposing Whole Foods, not as whole as you thought, and a lot more. We've got some Obama phone type ladies and men on video here in Austin that are pretty darn powerful. as well. We're going to be having for in the radio tomorrow, Lord willing, and some other surprises. New Mexico governor, former governor Gary Johnson is our guest right now. Finishing up that question, I mean, if you got threatened, if you were, I mean, look, they don't want you in the debate because people want something different. They probably would vote for you. You'd probably become president. That's why the two parties won't let you in.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Let me point out the obvious. I'm polling at 6%. Let's just say Obama and Romney both are at 45%. Do you hear my name six times every time you hear Obama or Romney's name 45 times? No, you hear my name one time for every 5,000 times you hear these guys' names. If I was just being given the credit for where I'm at right now, six times mentioned for every 45 times you heard Obama's name, I would be the next president. The six would go to 11, 18. I'd be at 35.
Amazing. I love the new radio ads I've been hearing all over radio where you basically break down. Well, I mean, repeat what's in that ad to the audience because you're saying, hey, try freedom for 4 years. If you like slavery again, go back to it.
Oh, you're right. If you like what's been happening, you know, well, first of all, vote libertarian. Vote libertarian with me this one time. Give me a chance. And when I say me, I really use that in the context of we. I realize that I am the spokesperson for liberty and freedom right now by default. And it isn't by default. Ron Paul, you know what? When I ran as a Republican, I thought it was going to be hard to marginalize two people on stage talking about the same thing. I didn't find myself marginalized. I found myself excluded, and I found Ron Paul to continue to be marginalized. And if the convention, the Republican convention in Tampa, didn't highlight that beyond anything else, the fact he wasn't even allowed to speak, I'm outraged by all of it. That somehow they can sweep this under the rug.
Yeah, I don't think Rand got that just being patted on the head and being given a speaking slot was good enough to sell out the cred. So his dad could still just be kept quiet and be MIA so that Rand could sit around in rooms with Republican leadership and be told, you know, he's a golden boy. I think they're stringing him along. But plus, Paul has been loved because they've never compromised. And so this really puts a dent in something that was Teflon. But I don't want to get off into a bash fest about that.
Right. Here it is. It's now. We need bold leadership now. We need a president that's going to get up every single morning and take on these issues. And that's why I wanted to get elected governor of New Mexico. And that's what I did as governor of New Mexico. You know, it wasn't about politics. The issues that surrounded me when I was governor, you know, the controversies always had to do with the issues. You hear what Johnson said about school choice today? You hear what he has to say about the war on drugs? You know, he's privatizing prisons, which in New Mexico, I can get off on that tangent.
Well, Governor, we're almost out of time. Let me just say this. Regardless, you're out there getting on television, getting on C-SPAN, getting on hundreds of radio shows, letting people know there's an alternative. That's what Ron Paul did, talking about an alternative to the big corporate Borg socialist government system. Tell people about the best website to visit to support you.
Well, it's GaryJohnson2012.com and a pitch to everybody out there. Waste your vote. Waste your vote on me. Guess what happens? I'm the next president. And I'm going to make everybody a pledge. Nobody will be sorry for it.
All right. Well, we look forward to talking to you again. How's your lawsuit going? Are you going to get the next debate?
Well, we filed another suit in Washington, D.C. So we're out of the first debate. Look, we're doing it. We're fighting it. We're fighting it on antitrust legislation. Republicans and Democrats make up the debate commission. Did you see where two sponsors dropped out?
Hold on. I know you got to go, but let's do 5 more minutes after this 1 minute break. I got to ask about.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron Break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.